a little bit of English football. I've had a little bit of my say on the Luis Suarez debate, but we will have, and we do have, an expert already and waiting to join me on the line right now, Mr. Neil Ashton of the Daily Mail, one of my favourite news reporters here in the UK, host of Gillette's Sunday Supplement as well, right here, joining me on the show. Neil, how are you doing today, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. What a billing that was. Thank you very much. I'm not so sure it's right, but thank you all the same.
Always a pleasure to have you on, mate. And it's a shame that we can't have you on in kind of better circumstances after everything that happened up at Anfield yesterday and this appalling Luis Suarez incident.
Yeah, it is appalling, and it's an absolutely extraordinary incident. I know that he's got history in the Dutch league when he was playing for Ajax against PSV Eindhoven, but to be an elite player, to play in one of the most high-profile leagues, domestic leagues in world football, this is a truly extraordinary incident. I know he's been charged today by the Football Association for violent conduct, and they've said that clearly the treatment ban, which is the guidelines for violent conduct when it's been missed by a referee, clearly insufficient in this case. And now we'll find out on Wednesday, an independent commission will decide just what kind of ban Luis Suarez will actually serve for this incident.
How careful do the FA need to be when dealing out this ban, though? Because they've already banned Suarez before, obviously last year, for the incident with Patrice Evra. And if they give him a lengthier ban for this incident, are they not showing that this is more serious than the Evra racial incident from last year?
Yeah, it is really tricky. I think perhaps what the FA will take into account is it almost like a driving licence, a penalty point, a totting up procedure on previous indiscretions. And certainly the incident with Patrice Evra, it is a different incident. But the problem here is it's the same player, and the same player is showing that he cannot live not only within society's rules, but he certainly can't live within football's rules as well. And yesterday's incident at Anfield, everything about it clearly is wrong, it's reprehensible, but also just goes against standards of common human decency. Mm. Who does that kind of thing? What circumstances? The provocation is, they're two top footballers playing in the Premier League on an emotionally charged day in the Premier League. But beyond that, does that actually make you behave in the way that Suarez did? I don't think normal people do that kind of thing, but they don't. We see it week in, week out in challenges in the Premier League. We don't see that occurring.
We've seen a high profile incident like this happen, obviously, in sport before. Mike Tyson and the bite on Evander Holyfield, and Tyson was fined a heinous amount of money, I think $2 million, something like that, and banned for life from the sport. Why shouldn't Suarez get a similar kind of treatment?
Yeah, I think Tyson was a year, wasn't it? I think the ban, if I remember. That was the Holyfield incident. Yeah, I mean that would be pretty draconian to ban someone for a year. I think the difference on the charge sheet here perhaps is that Mike Tyson actually took a big chunk out of Holyfield's ear. With Branislav Ivanovic, there is no blood drawn, from what I understand, from Chelsea today that the actual skin, the epidermis, hasn't actually been broken. So on that basis, the two incidences, although they're clearly not they're not ideal, is that one appears to be, on the face of it, certainly more serious and damaging than the other. But just because Suarez didn't take a chunk out, although it looked like he tried to. A lifetime ban, well, that would be an incredible punishment. We have to factor in Suarez has taken steps already to apologise in front of Liverpool, but Suarez, we have to take him on face value his statements to the media last night and also on his website, on his Twitter account. He's spoken to Branislav Ivanovic as well, who it appears has accepted his explanation and wants to move on. So that's favourable, if it's possible in these circumstances, to Suarez. But actually, the punishment, talking about lifetime bans, well, if the FA were to start issuing lifetime bans, every footballer in the Premier League would have to be very, very careful about their own behaviour.
although we don't see many of them behaving in this way, that's for sure. What about the response of Liverpool, Neil? And how much do you think we can see they've learned from what happened last year and their reaction this time?
Well, they move swiftly. I credit them in the sense that after the incident, they're under enormous pressure from the media and a public backlash and outcry to deal with the situation. What I do think they needed was that little bit of time for some clarity, they certainly had that time where they were able to put together some thoughts on what their next step was, what they wanted to do. So a couple of hours after the end of that game, we did see that statement. Where I do worry today is the interview with Ian Ailey, chief executive at Liverpool, and the very cosy relationship between broadcaster, i.e. Liverpool TV, and the chief executive of the club, and questions referencing Louis. This isn't a moment to be talking about Louis as in someone who's just overstepped the line. This is someone who overstepped the line in a major way, and to deal with those matters in the degree and the seriousness that they are, to reference him by his nickname, by the name that the players and people around the club talk about him, I think they've underestimated just how big a reaction this story has got. And it's not a reaction just in the Premier League. It's a worldwide reaction, and they've missed that.
For Liverpool Football Club, a number of people and a lot of people in the media have said that Suarez should leave Liverpool Football Club. He's put their name through the mud too often now. Is he too good a footballer for Liverpool to just let him go like that?
Well, he's a great player. Look at his influence yesterday. Set the goal up for Sturridge, scores himself. Like I hear with the handball for Chelsea's penalty, the equalising, Liverpool's second equalising goal. He underlines his class. It's 23 Premier League goals now, is it? That he's got. You know, he's in exceptional form, and he's the league's leading goal scorer. He underlined his ability at various times at certain points of that match yesterday. Selling him on, well, someone else just inherits the problem, don't they? And certainly Suarez does have issues. There's no question about that. No one could doubt that. Rehabilitating him is clearly one of the priorities. I don't know about dragging Liverpool's name through the mud. What a Liverpool in some enhanced position in the game that no one else is in. I think we have to treat every club as the same, don't we? Whether we're talking about Rochdale, whether we're talking about Cardiff, who just got promoted to the Premier League, whether we're talking about Everton, Manchester United. I mean, surely they all have the same status, don't they? They would still like to look at them all and think that they are great bastions and great football clubs. So I don't think Liverpool is any better or any greater football club than any other, to be perfectly honest. So I don't buy into that argument that he dragged the good name of Liverpool through the gutter. If it wasn't Liverpool, it would be another football club.
It'd be another problem, but also another, as you say, fantastic player for another football club to have. Just quickly, Neil, before we let you go, Manchester United, of course, can win the Premier League title tonight. How good do you think this United side is compared to other sides gone by that have won the title under Fergie's reign?
Yeah, I'm not convinced they're one of the great sides, actually. They certainly had a great start to the season because of Van Persie's goals, and also they had the energy and also a reaction to last season when they failed to win the Premier League, and it was taken off them on the final day when Manchester City beat QPR in those dramatic circumstances. I believe they're a long way off. I saw them beaten by Manchester City at Old Trafford a couple of weeks ago, and City is short at the very highest level in Europe, as we've seen this season in the group that they're in with Dortmund, Real Madrid and Ajax as well. Manchester United, they believe they're unlucky against Real Madrid. I don't really buy into that argument. They didn't make enough changes. They're a very good team, but this isn't one of the great teams. We're not talking about a 99 team that won the treble. It's a long way off that kind of significance, I think.
On the flip side then, if Villa can get a point, it would be an invaluable point considering at the moment they're level on games played with Wigan and still have that 3-point advantage down at the bottom of the league.
They know they're in danger. They also know that Wigan are capable of springing a couple of results between now and the end of the season. I know that the league table looks favourable towards the likes of Villa, Newcastle, Stoke City after their results, QPR at the weekend. But to get a result for the emotion of the occasion tonight. United know they can win it. I was at Tottenham yesterday with their comeback against City, and that was the end. Of course, that's the end of the challenge. You know, it wasn't even a realistic proposition. This is the chance for Manchester United to win in front of their own fans this evening and win the title. And Aston Villa, they've got a lot of young players who aren't used to these occasions. They don't have the experience. And I don't realistically see them getting a result tonight. It's going to be about their remaining matches. This is just a bonus game, if you like. I don't see them getting anything at Old Trafford tonight.
It's going to be a very, very difficult job for Paul Lambert's side indeed. Neil, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on just for a few brief moments to chat all things Premier League football and, of course, mainly the Luis Suarez debate. Enjoy whatever you're up to tonight. And I hope
I'm on the way to Old Trafford now, so yeah, it should be good fun.
Enjoy the game, mate. Take care, and we'll hopefully catch you soon. Neil Ashton there from the Daily Mail, joining us here on World Football Daily, talking all things Luis Suarez there, and of course